Li dai. Would you have known him, but he's silent? Where is he?
Yeah. Srimad Bhagavatam is coming down from Goloka, Vrindavan. But then why, what is the importance of so much detailed information about universe, this land and this planet?
They're shooting at that it may suit us. Just as our Tithopad says that I am using intoxication only to mix with the people that are prey to intoxication. The Krishna, he came here and he also lived like us. What was the necessity? That to be one of us and it will be favorable for him to preach among us, if he accepts our customs. So Bhagavatam, there is so many stories about this mundane world. It is only to make that acceptable for us by the examples and by the stories to attract our attention and to help our understanding. And that has been judged in that way. In Puran, in Veda, revealed scriptures of the original type, they do not take any such help, command, do this. Why? What for? No mention. Just the command of the commander, army commander. Do this, no rhyme and reason. This is Veda. And the Puran type of advices, like it has been compared, like a friend. Oh, this one, there was a particular man, he did in this way, and he got such benefit. You will also get, in a friendly line, Puran comes to advise us. And Smriti Bhagini, just a sister to the brother, he requests something. So Smriti Shastra, in our daily life, mix the advices of the Vedas. Eat this, don't eat this, don't go there, do this, all these things. Like a sister, affectionate sister, Smriti comes to advise us. And the Kavya, the epic also here, like a wife, affectionate wife, in a sweet tone, comes to help us. Do this, don't do this, I request, never go there, all these things. So Veda is commanding, Puran is friendly, Smriti is sisterly, and Kavya, as if from an affectionate wife, very sweet way, it wants to advise us for our good. So Bhagavat is Puran, but Bhagavat has been called not Puran, but only Puran, but it has got signs of many things. Sattvati Shruti, Bhagavat has been told, Shruti, Ved, sometimes commanding like Veda. Then it has been told, Itihas, Sarvabhidi Itihasanam, Sarang Sarang Samadhitam. It has got also the symptom of the Puran, Mahapurane. Then Smriti, Evam Nanam Kriya Yoga, how the daily practices should be Godward, it has been mentioned by Smriti. This is Kriya Yoga Svadvi Samsriti Tantra. And also, Shruti, Puran, Smriti, and another something. So combination of many types of scriptures and advices we find in Bhagavata. So as a Puran is describing, relating the story of many persons, the Prabhupada, these, that, to help us accepting the path of devotion in this way. From all sides, so Jiva Goswami, when he has accepted Bhagavata only as the authentic basis of his writings, he has proved all these things. Why I have accepted Bhagavatam to be the only guiding Shastra, scripture. Because Bhagavata has got all these sides. It plays the part of the Shruti, Smriti, Puran, Tantra, everything is found in Bhagavatam. So I have accepted Bhagavatam. Jiva Goswami has mentioned evidence of 10 kinds. Pratyaksha, Anuman, inference and the experience, so many analogy, the 10 kinds of evidence. Then eliminating, showing defect to all other points, only accepted. So revealed truth and aptavakva. Then he has come, what are the sources of this revealed truth and artha? And this Ved Puran in this way. And he has accepted. If we get why Puran, Ved is very difficult to understand. So with the help of the Puran, that is the interpretation of the great Vedic genius, we shall take that help. In this way, we find in one book, only in Bhagavatam, all these symptoms. So Bhagavatam should be the basis of all our arguments and the inquiry. Jiva Goswami told. In Sat Sandarbha or Bhagavat Sandarbha, he has taken from Bhagavatam and put the whole thing in a logical way. Thus, Tattva Sandarbha, there he deals epistemology. Epistemology, what will be proof and non-proof, to analyze. What should be the real authority, real proof, and not any tale or any fable. What will be? That has been dealt in Tattva Sandarbha, the first part of Sat Sandarbha. Then the second, Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavan, Brahma Sandarbha, is called Bhagavat Sandarbha. Paramatma Sandarbha. And what is Bhagavat Sandarbha? That is Krishna Sandarbha. These three and epistemology is the four, and one is Bhakti Sandarbha, means to end. And then the last is Priti Sandarbha, the object of our life, that is three, love. What is love? He has dealt with all these six things very scientifically. Tattva Sandarbha, that is what is the guarantee that I shall say that will be true, that has been just there. One means epistemology in English. Epistemology. What is right, what is wrong, how to know. The discussion about that. Epistemology. Truth and falsehood. How to know, how to differentiate, what is the guarantee there. Then he takes Brahma, all accommodating aspect. Then Paramatma, all permeating aspect. Then Bhagavan, Krishna, that is the object of our life. What are we searching for? What is the object? What for the whole movement is meant? What's bhajaniya? Bhajaniya. There is some substance which attracts naturally our service. We like to serve him. Such is his personality. Such personality, such things, such substance is in existence. What attracts our service naturally from the core of our heart. That is Bhagavat Sandana. Then Bhakti Sandana, how to reach there. And the Priti Sandarbha, what is the highest attainment? What is the reward in our life, highest reward, fulfillment of our life? In this scientific way, he has dealt the whole thing in Sat Sandarbha, Bhagavat Sandarbha. Hare Krishna. Ridai Gaur Hari Bodh. Nidai.
Guru Maharaj?
Yes.
Did Vyasadeva write all the Vedic literature, the Upanishads?
No, Vyasadeva has compiled Veda Vibhag, making adjustment, Rig, Yaju, Sam, Atharva. He only grouped. This will be Rig Veda, the Sam Veda, this. Yajurved, meaning the sacrifice, Samved, this chanting, and Atharvaved, these ordinary, some mundane things about the chikitsa, physicianism, and then this astrology, something mundane, what we may think comes from. That forms a part of the Veda, that is Atharva Veda. And Yajurveda is sacrifice mainly, and the Samved in singing mainly, chanting, and the Rigved, very short sentences of advice direct, without rhyme, reason. Do this. Just as a father says to his child, young child, without rhyme and reason, do the boy, do this. Father or mother, the guardian, give suggestion to this small young child, big bed, generally, deals like that. And the Vyasadeva has compiled them. Separated in four groups.
Did Vyasadeva compile the Upanishads also?
Upanishads also, the part of the Veda. Shirovar, the what deals mainly about knowledge, not about sacrifice or any practices. But discussing about intellectualism, intellectual dealing of the Veda, that is in Upanishad. Gyan Pradhan, mainly dealing about knowledge, analysis of knowledge, and not practices of yoga and the what you will eat, what you will not eat, not all these things. But only discussion about knowledge. And this Sarbhu Upanishadu Gabu Dugdha Gupalananda. And the Gita is the gist of all the Upanishads given by Krishna. The substance of all the Upanishads is given in Bhagavad Gita. Sadhu Upanishadu Gam. As if all the Upanishads are like a cow. There is a Gam Dugdha Gopalanandana. And the Krishna Gopalanandan, the boy of the cowherd boy, he is milking the cow, Upanishad, and finding this milk, and the scholars, they are drinking in this way. And Arjun is like a calf. Arjun, the calf, put into the, he was a, Udam, Adam ki ki bale?
The Adar. The breast.
Arjun is the cause of drawing the water into the like cup, and the Krishna is milking, and the colors are drinking, and the cow is representing the Upanishad. In this way it has been figuratively presented in Bhagavad Gita, chanted, this praise of Bhagavad Gita, Mahatam. Hare Krishna Gaur Hari Gaur Hari.
Sometimes you use the expression light ear.
Light ear?
Does that mean you accept what is behind? Or is it just example?
Light ear. When we are from Gyanasuna Bhakti, we come to Gyan, individual knowledge. When from intelligence we come to mind, from mind we come to the experience of the five things, the earth, water, air, ether, all this heat, fire, all these things. They all come from mind. When coming towards gross side, coming, and when pralaya enters, then whole thing enters into mind. And when the creation from the fine things, these gross things are evolved. From the mind, the gross things are evolved, then comes two things, the desh and the kaal. What helps us to understand coexistence, that is space, and succession, that is time, helps us the knowledge of succession. There we find the basis as time, kaal, and the coexistence generally, that is space, desh, kaal, and the thinker is patra, person. The subject, the space and time. When we come to experience, come down to the world of experience, the time is it has got relative position. We are human beings, our experience of time is something else. There are so many insects that in our 1 hour there are 100 generation is passing away. Our second may seem to them 1 year. And in the Brahma Loka, Brahma, in the Brahma and the similar mentality, Sahasra Yugaparjanta Maha. Our 1,000 yuga consists one day. So relative position of time and the space. according to our capacity, our jurisdiction of the vision and the jurisdiction of the hearing, we find a great person. But who has got more fine sight and more fine hearing, they will find our position very small. And there are also so many ones, they can see and they can hear very little, they will find their world only very less. So, what was your point, you say?
Time. If you accept the conception behind expression light year.
Light year. So light year means light year, the speed of lightning that is in a second, it goes to 7500 miles or something like that in a second. And that light year, in a year, how much it can go? That is light year. So this light gati, speed of light is very high. So there are things which cannot be measured by inch, foot and all these things. Light year has been taken as the standard of measurement of the distance. Lightning, speed of light is in a second so much, and in a year how much distance it will cover. So 12 years light year, that star is 12 years light year, that how much distance will be in my calculation. The second, then in hour, how much distance covers, then in a day, then in a month, in a year, that lightning speed can go how far. That has been taken. Just as a millimeter, meter, then kilometer, in this way, for our convenience we use a small and a big, that also in the factor of time and also pace, the bigger things and the smaller things used for our convenience. That is a technical word, light year. Light year, the greatest standard to measure the distance. Now, the present modern scientists say they are the measurement of distance of the highest type. Is in light year term. That is a material thing. But infinite, of the distance of any amount of my light year is only a part in the infinite, the smallest part of the infinite. Infinite cannot be reached in this by the measurement of light year. And everywhere is centered, nowhere circumference. So light year cannot give any idea of infinite. Who is everywhere, in his case light year failure. Once when first I came to this site, some religious tendency. One of my advocate cousin, to discourage me from the way of religious life, he told that one gentleman, he came from the Brahmo society and he gave a lecture. And there he mentioned that there are light here is so many stars at the distance of so many light years. Such is the conception of the infinite, and there are more stars whose light has not yet reached here in this hour. So infinite is how big, and we are the smallest part of the infinite. If there is any God, has he got any time to think about us? So give up all those mania, he wanted to say. If there is any God at all, has he got any time to give his attention to the smallest part in the body? Then I answered him, can you say that where there is no God? And is there any space where there is no God? He was silenced. He's everywhere. He's beyond the infinite. And he's in every atom, present in every atom. Can you say that this place is non-God? Everywhere he is. Tadduri tadantiki, he's nearest and he's farthest. What is on, you see. So everywhere, all attention, it is he. And nowhere. Maya tatam idam sattvam jagadab bhaktamutti namastam. No jahangari. I am everywhere and nowhere. Everything in me, nothing in me. Try to find out my peculiar position. What am I? I am independent, though I am everywhere. All pervading. Still I am independent. So, here I close.
In Agyata Sukriti. And then goes to Gyata Sukriti. Then to Sadhu Sangha.
Shraddha.
What does he say?
Well, he's asking if the path of devotion begins from Agyata Sukriti to Gyata Sukriti to Shraddha Sadhu Sangha.
So the question is, I heard from Virat Prakash Maharaj that there are anarthas or obstacles in the path of chanting Hare Krishna. So I asked him about these anarthas, and he said me that he really doesn't know. No? And I have to make the question onto your feet.
Separate interest, separate goal. Krishna consciousness is causeless, that is, no beginning, and apatiyata, that is, no end. No beginning, no end, the central flow. Or vibration, or wave, or any separate interest consciousness, that is anartha. Artha means necessity. What is not my necessity, but posing to be necessity by separate, based on separate conscious interest, that is anartha. To get out of the trap of separate interest, that is misleading, and to learn to have the infinite reading of the infinite, that is what is necessary. To identify with the universal flow, universal wave, but we are carried out by different waves of separate interest consciousness. That is anartha. It is not necessary for us. Only necessary to merge in the wave of universal interest. That is for itself, for himself. Ahami sadhyajnanam bhakta cha pruli vata. I am the only enjoyer of all these sacrifices or movements in this world. I am the only enjoyer, and everything belongs to me unconditionally. That is, God's position is such, He is paramount. And the highest harmonizing center. And we must all submit 100% to Him. And any deviation from that is anartha. Anartha means meaningless, which has got no meaning. Meaning, purpose serving, is only to have that universal will, have connection with the universal movement. Anything beside that is anartha, aprayojanya, undesirable, unnecessary, and would serve no purpose. That is anartha. We are in connection of anartha. The undesirable things which don't serve any real purpose to my cause. My real cause of my life, my satisfaction of my existence will be found in the connection with the universal will of the whole Absolute, of the Absolute. That is Krishna consciousness. The most universal, fundamental way. We have to catch that. They are our goal, our satisfaction. The fulfillment of our life is only to be found there, in that layer, that plane, not the superficial plane of nationality or family interest or social service. All these are provincialism. And to stop one's own movement, that is samadhi, to do away with his own existence, that is also suicide, renunciation. We have to give up enjoyment as well as renunciation. Evil doing and also strike. Both to be given up. In a nation, so many workers, they are doing something wrong against the principle of the law. That is bad. Not law abiding, hooliganism. That is also bad. At the same time, to go on strike, home to work, no work, that is also bad. Only to work in the interest of the country, that is good. From this we have to learn. From local we must go to universal interest, for the Absolute. Not any local interest, however greater, it be in magnitude. Self-centered, or family-centered, or village-centered, or province-centered, or humanitarianism, anything that is a part of the infinite. So we have to understand things in general way. It is such. The technical words, anarthanivetti, bhava, asakti, all this, all colors. Covered by this understanding. Do you follow? No.
Yes. Yes.
Maharaj?
Yes.
Why does Guru and Krishna not accept our service?
We are not fit. If Guru is right, then they do not accept me, we are not fit to serve. We do not understand ourselves. we do wrong, and that is not in accordance to the harmony. So Guru cannot accept discord. He is trying to harmonize. If anything he finds that this cannot be harmonized, he is reluctant to come into harmony, then he will dissociate. That he won't come to harmony. He does not understand the necessity of harmony. He is unfit.
Then what can make such a person fit?
Such a person? What can make such a person?
Fit. Yes.
In that case, the unknown nature, by the flow of the nature, he will be punished and his apathy will be decreased to a certain extent. And some help unconsciously he will imbibe from some other quarter.
Unconsciously?
Purification in the school and the purification in the prison house. Two kinds and various kinds of purification. And in the prison house also different kinds of purification in a jail, in a prison house. Concentrated in a camp, alone, sometimes whipping, and sometimes there are, according to the classification of the crime, punishment comes and purifies him. That is one. And then education. The schools, colleges, they educate. Then religious association, they also try to educate. Different types of members dealt in different schools, all for instruction, not for any retaliation, not for any jealousy. Everywhere in the nature we find, only with the idea of purifying, things happen. So we are advised to see that all is all for the best. Severe punishment coming to me, yes, it is necessary for my purification. Our attitude becomes like that. In a very short time, we are relieved from all sorts of punishment and go to the higher level. Ultimately everything coming from the supreme authority, and he has got no grudge for any person, any unit. Only for purification he has to deal different punishments and education and association, all these things. You understand?
Yes.
Again you will repeat the same thing in another way. Try to understand it. Hari Gaur Hari. Hridaya Gaur Hari Bol, Hridaya Gaur Hari Bol. When with the help of sound, divine, Mahaprabhu advised us to purify ourselves. But the sound should be genuine. transcendental Vishnu consciousness, real wave, and the minimum demand from us for our purification in this age of controversy. Kali means kalaha, quarrel, controversy. Everything is, we put some doubt. So, no, I won't like to hear it without any proof. Very suspicious mind. So, take the advantage of the sound. Minimum demand is necessary from us, and very generous in transformation. At least with some faith, the minimum demand, minimum admission fee is Shraddha, faith. That if I do this, if I attend this Sankirtan, then everything will be done. That underground faith must be there, that it will help me. That is hearty cooperation, sincere cooperation with the Krishna consciousness agents. That can purify very cheaply. Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. The minimum demand from us to have this faith. That this movement of Krishna consciousness will purify us. If I attend this, everything will be done. Such sort of generous, wide conviction. That sincere cooperation with them, that can help us in very short way. The cooperation with the divine sound, sound aspect of the Supreme, is easily approachable for the beginner. Then from that, many other aspects of the infinite will come to our understanding. The beginning with the sound aspect of the universal consciousness. Sound aspect is easily approachable. Others will come in retinue, graduate. But our approach must be sincere, hearty. That we are under troubles and this will give us a real relief from all troubles together. It will put end to all the troubles which I am experiencing now and also which I may have to experience in future.